If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday bringing you the information to help build your faith. We'll talk about more about that later. But just remember, look for us on your favorite podcast platform at Catholic Audio Media, all one word, unless you're on Spotify. Look for Catholic Audio Media, three words. Well, I wanted to talk about something that happened a few weeks ago, and actually not quite, maybe about 10 days ago. And that was we had a convocation. And as you may or may not know, the Cardinal is soon turning 80. Yes, indeed, 80 years old. I was trying to remember the difference in age between us, because I remember when he turned, I guess it was 70, so that must have been 10 years ago, obviously. See, my math is bad, but it's not that bad. So 70, and I was saying at the time I must have been 56, or almost 56, and I said, wow, I'm only 14 years younger than a 70-year-old man. Now I am 4 years younger than a 70-year-old man, but I always remember that. And one of the things was to kind of have a discussion about how we are appreciative of many of the things that he has done that was put together by a leader. But they didn't really tell us they were going to do that ahead of time, so they kind of threw it at us at the last moment, which I think was a little bit unfair. But in any case, I wanted to, and so I didn't stand up and give my personal story because it was really supposed to be a group. But I did want to say a few words myself, and I can say it to you. And that is how appreciative I am that the Cardinal has been here and has really, he's, you know, when I've gone to see him, he's been very helpful. And he is someone who I've appreciated for his prayerfulness and his patience. And that's important. Now, you have to remember, I lived with him for 2 years. So when I say patience, I mean it. And one of the things that I know I've told this story before on the show, but if you haven't heard it, it's good to hear. And it's one of my favorite stories in dealing with the Cardinal. He was, we were having dinner, and it was in preparation for, I think, Holy Thursday. And so there were a lot of people, and this was during a very difficult time in the diocese. And some of the people were people I didn't particularly care for their positions, and other people I did, but it was, so it was a little difficult. And the Cardinal, well, he was the Archbishop at the time, was fairly new in the Archdiocese, maybe not quite a year. And we were getting ready. I think it was a Holy Thursday Mass. So we're eating supper. And so there were a lot of guests there. And there was a product on the market you're familiar with called I Can't Believe It Is Not Butter. So, and I was in my a mood that I can be in. And we're sitting at dinner and someone asked for the butter. And I gave it to them and said, you may not believe this, but this is not butter. And of course, the position was, I'm saying, is, well, we really don't have butter on the table, but what we do have is clearly marked not butter. And that I know is what you're asking for, but we don't have that. So what I would always say, I would say, you may not believe this, but this is not butter. So a few minutes later, someone else, please pass the butter. And again, it was somehow, for some reason, it ended up in front of me. And I said, you may not believe this, but this is not butter. So anyway, it ended up a third person asked for it and said, you know, please pass the butter. And I said, you may not believe this, but this is not butter. And suddenly the Archbishop at the time put his hand, this obviously now called Cardinal O'Malley, put his hand on the tub of I can't believe it's not butter and said, Bob, we believe. Which, of course, was his very patient way of saying, please stop. So I did. But I thought that I always thought it was a very gentle, patient way of saying, please stop. He is very prayerful, man. People say he is the archbishop we needed at the time. Very prayerful man. Very inspiring in his prayerfulness. And you notice that he's very much tied to the Capuchin order. Once a priest becomes a bishop, they don't have to wear the habit anymore of any order they belong to. So the fact that he continues to wear the habit is speaks a lot for him and his spirituality. He often, when he would preach about Francis, St. Francis, because that is the inspiration of his order. And I always remember a line he gave, and I don't know the whole story, but it was something like some powerful thing that are named after the Jesuits. And he began of how they, whatever it was, some kind of movement that was named, maybe it was education, I don't know, but named after the Jesuits. And he is a Capuchin, which is a order of the Franciscans, a rather strict order of the Franciscans. And so anyway, he said, yes, they have this, whatever it was, named after the Jesuits, have this, whatever it is, named after after them. And we have a cup of coffee, which I thought was great. It's one of his homilies for the Chrism Mass. But he's always been very friendly to me and always been just very pastoral in a lot of ways. And you have to remember, one of the most powerful things I remember is there was a bishop who was no longer living, who I was standing up for the church during a very difficult time. And one of the things I found out was that many of the people who were trying to silence the church, taking Saul Alinsky's words basically in his attack on the church, was if you want to go after the church, go after her sins, which is what they did. But the people who were doing this were all connected to one of our local universities, which was also funding them in some ways. And I found that interesting. And I was very outspoken in a lot of ways. I had some rather nasty experiences with some, we'll say some church higher-ups in this diocese and others. Well, actually, they were all in this diocese at the time, who gave me a hard time. And one of the reasons why I was being outspoken is it wasn't that I was standing up for the church per se. I'm a veteran. I was standing up more for the church and the country because I knew that this was the beginning of something that was going to drastically change our country. And everything that's going on right now, pretty much, I mean, not literally to the every jot and tittle, but pretty much everything that's going on right now is what I literally saw was coming. And I was warning, I was sounding the warning. And some of the people in the church were giving me a hard time. That's where I got some of my letters of reprimand. And I remember one particular time where I had to go see a bishop who is no longer living, and it was an interesting experience. And I remember afterwards he was very pastoral to me because he understood, I think, where I was coming from. I mean, I am a veteran, and he understood how difficult it was in dealing with some of the issues I was trying to stand up for. And I knew, and maybe he knew as well, I don't know, but I knew that ultimately what this was the beginning of a major transformation in our country, the likes of which, when people are saying, well, what do you think is going on? What do you think of our country? What do you think of the situation? And I just look at them and go, I'd warned you about this 20 years ago. I warned you this was coming 20 years ago. People didn't listen, but I warned you this was coming. So it was during that very difficult time. He was very pastoral. He's always very pastoral to me. And whether he knew or understood what I was actually fighting for, I don't know. But he was very good and very pastoral. And I always appreciated that. So he's obviously still the Cardinal Archbishop, but apparently he may be moving on as he's turning 80, and we'll see. But I did want to say that he really is someone who I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for since I first encountered him when I was at the cathedral. And I've always appreciated everything he's done. So I wanted to take this time to give what, if I knew ahead of time and if I knew better what they wanted us to do, I would have done then, but I'm doing it now. Plus, I also had to go to the bathroom. Anyway, please remember that we are here at WROL 950 AM every afternoon at 3 o'clock. You know, I've heard this program, granted, not that well. But I heard it tuning in to 9:50 a.m. when I was in Springfield. Granted, it was a little tough to hear me, but I did. I'm saying, well, how are we coming in Springfield? Wow, you can still hear it. It's a little tough, I still are in Springfield, Massachusetts. That was interesting. So we're here every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we'll talk more tomorrow about other things, but do keep in mind that we really want to give our appreciation to Cardinal O'Malley. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.